first, and then our American brethren. We have salutations and greetings from brethren in Kraków. There's a young couple that became parents to a little girl last night.
Greetings from Ukraine. Perhaps not everyone understood that. I said in Ukrainian, welcome from Ukraine. There are not as many of us here as the American brethren, although it's a little closer for us. But tonight we will sing a few hymns and share a few warm thoughts with you so that these moments remain in our memories for many years. We do not know what awaits. We do not know what paths are there for us. We know that the Lord's paths are unchangeable, but we don't know ours. And therefore, let's use this time to His glory, that His name, His holy name might be glorified, that our hearts would be excited by singing to Him and praising His precious holy name, and also the name of our Savior, our present King of Glory, Jesus Christ. The first hymn that we will sing together is a well-known hymn. It's from our hymn books, from the American hymn book. It's 275. However, we will sing it with a different tune. When we visited our sisters in Siberia a number of times, it turned out they use the Dawn hymn book, but that one that was translated in the 1920s, and the characters there are those before the Russian Revolution. So majority of the hymns are actually sung to their own tune, because they didn't know the actual original melodies. So we really liked that one for 275, and that's what we will sing with you now.
Thank you.
To say a few things about one brother who could not be here at this convention. Brother Mikhail Teleshevsky, who I was asked about by many brethren. I'd like to just say a few words, though we have very little time. We are glad that we had this wonderful opportunity in the baptism. That brother lives in the East. You know that in the far east of Ukraine is a war, a true war. It's an embarrassment for the world that there is silence about it. Every day there are people killed. They transport killed or wounded. Cities are ruined. Families destroyed. A million refugees, over a million. Terrible things happen there. The world is silent because they do not want to hear about the world. They want to attend soccer games, go to the beach. The war is of no interest to anyone. But that's not good. I am upset about this. Though we accept it, but we are upset about it because the world closes their eyes to it. And therefore no one notices, and that causes even a greater trouble, because we know that the greatest trouble will come upon the world as the pains on a woman in labor. Who is that brother? He reached us from Jehovah's Witnesses, and together with his daughter, he moved about 70 kilometers away from Donetsk, which is now occupied by the Russian army. He is so zealous that he told the truth everywhere. And so the special security services took interest in him and they asked him for an interview. For an hour and a half, he had the opportunity to share with those services, tell them about the kingdom of God. He brought the plan of the ages and for 90 minutes he explained the plan, divine plan of the ages to them. So, it came to that one of these officials says that he would like to have it because he'd like to hang it on his wall in his office. He was so convincing about the progression of God's plan, about God's kingdom, and not many brethren are there that are so courageous and so open. But he wanted to also visit with another brother from Russia. His name is Adam. And he was standing on by the roadside and he waved a car so some people would give him a ride. They did give him a ride, but they also stole and beat him terribly and set him aside in the ditch. And it so was providentially arranged that an ambulance was following right after. And so they took him to the hospital, and the night was spent in emergency room when the city of Snizhne was being shelled. The Lord directed it so that the homes next to his were burnt by the bombs and by the missiles, but his house was left and they hid in the basement. they've had such difficult times because he left the Jehovah's Witnesses. His daughter did not want to even make him food, but they survived. And so now this last spring, for some time, he was talking about the gospel to his brother on the other side of the front line. And so the family of his brother took interest, as well as his children and other people too from that city. And so they agreed that they would have the memorial of the Lord's death. They would celebrate it together. But during that time, there was a big battle around that city. Not only he could not go, but even those who were appreciating the words of the truth could even gather in that city at that time. He says that it's been such a trial for me that even on the memorial, the day of the memorial, Passover, we cannot be together. So I spoke with him not too long ago. He has the volumes in the Ukrainian language. He has a few magazines with Brother Russell's articles, and he's got a few discourses recorded. He constantly reads those. He says, I'm not alone. The Lord is with me. But I am sure that he needs your prayers. Brethren who are isolated, who go through a lot of difficult experiences, fiery trials, he needs great support. We don't know how his future will continue, but we know that if he is faithful to the Lord will direct his ways. I also wanted to say something about one young man from Armenia. He also exited the Jehovah's Witnesses and is by himself in Armenia. He wanted to come here. The brethren really wanted to help him. The Polish brethren did, but he did not obtain a Polish visa. We would have expected him we expect that he will actually be able to arrive in the Ukraine tomorrow and meet with the Moldovan brethren. I told him, dear brother, don't worry. Everything is in the Lord's hand. If he wants for anyone else to also be present and appreciating the truth in Armenia, the Lord can do everything. He translated the manna. He has a website and is translating these things into the Armenian language. These people really need your support, and do remember him in your prayers. And now our young people will sing a few hymns. Hymn will be about today's topic, the parable of the 10 virgins.
Щось молодий забарився прийти, тому і сон важко перемогти. Богом правди, будьте наповнені ви. Богом правди, будьте наповнені ви. Але тут крик залунав уночі, ось молодий бік на зустріч мерщі, миттю скопилися діви усі, наготували свої каранці. Богом правди, будьте наповнені ви. Богом правди, будьте наповнені ви. Але забракло голови п'ятьом, і в каганцях лише вріє вогонь. Трохи оливи посичте для нас, та інші мають для себе якраз. Богом правди, будьте наповнені ви. Богом правди, будьте наповнені ви. Тож з молодим на весілля війшли, ті, що голиву з собою взяли, ті, що наповнили духом себе, тільки таких він до себе прийме.
mamy zaczynać z modlitwy, z prośby o Pańskie błogosławieństwo. Taka jest treść.
Start with a prayer to ask for His blessing. And that is the topic of the next song. And now, one family from the Zborovets Ecclesia, if I'm not mistaken, will sing a hymn for us.
І прийде радість блаженна, алілуя, близько вона вже є. Ба ласки повноту всю відкриє, і радість всім зіє. Часом розбите серце плаче гірко, часом йому болить. Та ласка мир пошле йому безмірно, і радість запалить. І прийде радість блаженна, алілуя, близько вона вже є. Ба ласки повноту всю відкриє, і радість всім зіє. Ти що лише про марні скарби мрієш, і серцем очастив. Глянь крізь землю, обітниця зоріє, про справжню радість сім. І прийде радість блажана, алілуя, близько вона вже є. Ба ласки повноту всю відкриє, і радість їм зіє. І повна радість смуток наш осіє, не стогін прожене. Сльози залити очі не зуміють, бо прийде радість же. и прийде радість бажана, алілуя, близько вона вже є. Ласки помотусю відкриє, і радість всім зілля.
At not mention another brother who loves to come to the international convention. Brother Igor, do you remember him? Quite a stout brother. He loved to sing. Not only to sing, but also to write hymns and poems. And a few hymns remain after him. His life was very hard. A month ago, we buried him. He finished his course. He suffered a lot. And we thank the Lord that he took him. Shortly before his death, he called me. He says, I am not asking God to take me. And I tell him, everything is in his hand. If he knows that you are ready, he will take you. And 2 years ago, it was hard for him also to come to the convention. He came to the convention. I told him, perhaps this will be your last. He did listen to me. He did come, and it was his last. This is how the paths of the Lord's people end. And now a Ukrainian song, an old song in Polish, this evening, my dear God, I thank you for all the blessings of the day. For these few moments, and now it's the turn for the brethren from the United States. Brother Paul.
So, you know your places, please take them. Brother Harry, come on over here with your flute. Maybe you can use this microphone here. And we can put the first slide up, perhaps. Do you have He Knows? You have it? Okay, good. Brethren, on behalf of the English-speaking countries, we have Australians, we have Canadians, we have Americans here. We also represent the Indian brethren as well. We tried to get as many up here to practice. We've had one practice today. And you can put the first slide up, please. Can you reverse the? You cannot reverse. Oh. Okay. Maybe you can sit down for the first. So there's a Hebrew word that adds up to 18. And I think it's no mistake that the theme text for our convention is life. It's about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is the God of the living. And we had a beautiful service about resurrection at this convention. But on the other hand, we also have this 100-year anniversary in which we honor Brother Russell. And some may say, oh, we put too much emphasis on Brother Russell. And I think we can do this. But on the other hand, we have to, in this slide says, follow the example of our brethren as they follow Christ. So if anyone says you are following a man, you are following this man as he followed Christ. We need to follow each other. This is not optional for us. We follow each other as they follow Christ. So this is the theme for our Vesper. We are going to, yes. So this is one of the founders of this convention, Rick and Roberta Buss. They are no longer with us this side of the veil. And we will see more of them later. And then, do you know this sister? Ah. Well, we are going to talk about her husband. We're going to sing the favorite hymn of all these brethren. So, how about that sister? Do you know her? She's here as well. And how about that brother? Do you know him? And how about this sister? Do you know her? And how about that brother? So we are going to sing the favorite hymns of these four brethren. And we're going to start with Brother Carl Hegensick, who has been an inspiration to many. Raise your hand if you knew Brother Carl. Ah, we have younger generation in the room. So let's sing, brethren, hymn number 127.
Yes, with the big rock, still shall be.
So this is Brother Michael Nakora. He has his hand up. Do you know why? This is a wedding. He has a ring in his hand, and this is one of the marriages that the brethren asked him to perform. I think it was in Romania, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Uchu? Danny and Dan. Is that right? Danny and Dana. Okay. So, Brother Michael's favorite hymn is number 4, My Goal is Christ. So we have a daughter here, Sister Sandy, I almost said Tamara, Sandy Thomason, and her parents, Rick and Roberta Buss. And their favorite hymn was He Knows. We're going to have that read now by Bailey. Come on up here.
I know not what awaits me, God kindly veils mine eyes, and o'er each step of my onward way, He makes new scenes arise. And every joy He sends me comes a sweet and glad surprise. So on I go, not knowing, I would not if I might. I'd rather walk in the dark with God than go alone in the light. I'd rather walk by faith with Him than go alone by sight. Where He may lead, I'll follow. My trust in Him repose. And every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, He knows. And every hour in perfect peace I'll sing, He knows, He knows.
So, Brother Nakora and Brother Wade Austin were good friends. They were elders together for many years in Los Angeles. And Brother Wade, whenever Brother Coletta got just too tired to conduct the international choir, Brother Wade would take over for him. And he was a wonderful example to all of us. And his favorite hymn is hymn 179, Endless Song. So, if we want life to continue for the Bible students, we need young people, don't we? And we have some young adults that will sing for us. You go ahead and get up there. And they will sing one of their favorite hymns, Lord of Reality. I love the last verse. When life is not my own, then I can be a person of reality. Mm-hmm. Talked about a few brethren from Ukraine. I just want to talk about two brethren from United States. Brother Dan Larson is currently in a 12-hour surgery for cancer. And he and his family would appreciate your prayers. His grandson is here. Ian, stand up. So we want to pray with Ian for Brother Dan Larson. When we close, perhaps Brother Joe would do that. And then we have good news. Sister Julian and Tim Allen, and Brother Tim Allen, they sent a message to the effect that her cancer is now negative, and they will have the final treatment later this month. So it looks like she is out of the woods. She is out of trouble for now. So that's a big blessing. And they all send their love, both the Larson family and the Allen family. So this was our closing hymn. We will turn this back to our chairman, and we should finish on time.
Brat Staszek przekaże dwa komunikaty.